Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling for my show, The Good Life. The Good Life. Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad. Education Hour. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Our show consists of two parts. The first part is we read 1/30 of the Holy Quran. We hope that other brothers and sisters call in, and we share in the reading. Right now we are on page 1122, 1122, Surah 36 of the Yusuf Ali edition of the Holy Quran, of the Yusuf Ali translation of the Holy Quran. And we're at number 28. Let's see what's going on here. I'll face it through. Now we say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. Say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. God's name, merciful benefactor, the merciful Amen. And we will commence reading, and hopefully other people will call in also. And we sit not down against his people, after him any wholesome heaven, nor was it needful for us so to do. It was no more than a single mighty blast, and behold, they were like ashes quenched and silent. Alas for my servants, there comes not a messenger to them, but they mock him. See they not how many generations before them be destroyed? Not to them will they return. But each one of them, all will be brought before us for judgment. A sign for them is the earth that is dead. We do give it life and produce grain therefrom, of which we do eat. And we produce therein orchards and date palms and vines, and we cause springs to gush forth therein, that they may enjoy the fruits of this artistry. It was not their hands that made this. Will you not then give thanks, glory to Allah, who created and cares all things that the earth produces, as well as their own humankind, and other things of which they have no knowledge? And a sign for them is the night. We withdraw therefrom the day, and behold, they are plunged in darkness. And the sun runs its course for a period determined for it. That is the decree of him, exalted in might, the all-knowing. And the moon we have measured for it, mentions to traverse till it returns like the old, and with its lower part of a date stuff. It is not permitted to the sun to catch up the moon, nor can the night outstrip the day. He just swims along his own orbit according to law. And the sign for them is that we bore the race through the flood in the loaded ark. And we have created for them similar vessels on which they ride. The war I will, we could drown them. Then there would be no helper to help to hear their cry, nor could they be delivered, except by way of mercy from us, and by way of worthy convenience to serve them for a time. When they are told, fear ye that which is before you, and that which will be after you, in order that ye may receive mercy, they turn back. Not a sign comes to them from among the signs of their Lord, but they turn away therefrom. And when they are told, spend ye of the bounties with which Allah has provided you, the unbelievers say to those who believe, shall we then feed those whom, if Allah had so will, he would have fed himself? Ye are nothing but manifest error. Further, they say, when will this promise come to pass? If what ye say is true, they will not have to wait for aught but a single blast. It will seize them while they are yet disputing among themselves. no chance will they then have by will to dispose of their affairs in order to return to their own people. The trumpet shall be sounded when, behold, from the sepulchres men will rush forth to their Lord. They will say, ah, woe unto us who hath raised us up from our beds of repose. A voice will say, this is what Allah most gracious hath promised, and true was the word of the messengers. It will be no more than a single blast from lo, they will all be brought up before us, or the Bilahim Shaitan Rajim. And on that day, not a soul will be wrong in the least, and ye shall but be repaid the needs of your past deeds. Verily the companions of the garden shall that day have joy in all that they do. They and their associates will be in groves of cool shade, reclining on thrones of dignity. Every fruit and enjoyment will be there for them. They shall have whatever they call for. Peace, a word of salutation from the Lord most merciful. And O ye in sin, this is your part this day. That are not enjoying on you or your children of Adam, that ye should not worship Satan, for that he was to you an enemy avowed, and that ye should worship me, for that this was the straight way. But he did lead astray a great multitude of you. Did you not then understand? This is the hell which you were repeatedly warned. Embrace ye the fire the day for that ye persistently rejected truth. That day shall be set a seal on their mouths, and then their hands will speak to us. Then and their feet bear witness to all that they did. If it had been our will, we could surely have blotted out their eyes. Then should they have run about groping for the path, and how that they have seen, or had it been our will, we could have transferred them to remain in their places. Then should they have been unable to move about, nor could they have returned after error. If we grant long life to any, we cause him to be reversed in nature. We not then understand. We have not instructed the prophet in poetry. Lord, is it me for him? This is no less than a message and a Quran making things clear, that it may give admonition to any who are alive, and that the charge may be proved against those who reject truth. See they not that it is we who created for them, among other things, which our hands have fashioned cattle, which are under their dominion, and that we have subjected them to their use. Of them, some do carry them, and some they eat. And they have other profits from them besides, and they get milk to drink. Will they not then be grateful? Yet they take for worship God other than Allah, hoping that they might be helped. They have not the power to help them, but they will be brought up before our judgment seat as the truth to be condemned, and not their speech. Then we thee, verily, we know what they hide as well as what they disclose. Doth not man see that it is we who created him from sperm? Yet behold, he stands forth as an open adversary, and he makes comparisons for us, and forgets his own origin and creation. He says, what can give life to dry bones and decomposed ones at that? Say, he will give them life who created them for the first time. For he is well versed in every kind of creation, the same who produces for you fire out of the green tree, when behold you kindle therewith your own fires. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like thereof? Yea, indeed, for he is the creator supreme of skill and knowledge infinite. Verily, when he intends a thing, his command is be and it is. So glory to him whose hands is the dominion of all things, and to him will ye be all brought back. Those legs and ranks. Surah 37, page 1136. Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. By those who rank themselves in ranks, so are strong in repelling evil, and thus proclaim the message of Allah. Verily, verily, your God is one, Lord of the heavens and of the earth and all between them, and Lord of every point in the rising of the sun. We have indeed decked the lower heaven with beauty and the stars, for beauty and for guard against all obstinate, rebellious, evil spirits, so they should not strain their ears in the direction of the exalted assembly, but be cast away from every side, repulsed, for they are under a perpetual penalty, except such as snatch away something by stealth, and they are pursued by flaming fire or piercing brightness. Just ask their opinion. Are they the more difficult to create, or other beings we have created? Them we have created out of sticky clay. Truly dost thou marvel while they ridicule, and when they are admonished, pay no heed. And when they see a sign, turn it to mockery, and say, this is nothing but evidence, sorcery. What, when we die, become dust and bones, shall we then be raised up again? And also our fathers of old, say thou, yea, and ye shall be humiliated on account of your evil. Then it will be a single compelling cry. Behold, they will begin to see. They will say, ah, woe to us, this is the day of judgment. A voice will say, this is the day of sorting out, whose truth ye once denied. Bring ye up, it shall be said, the wrongdoers of their wives, and the thing they worship besides Allah, and lead them to the way of the fierce fire. But stop them, for they must be asked, what is the matter with you, that ye help not each other? Nay, but that day they shall submit to judgment, and they will turn to one another and question one another. They will say, it was ye who used to come to us from the right hand of power and authority. They reply, nay, ye yourselves had no faith, nor had we any authority over you. Nay, it was ye who were a people in obstinate rebellion. So now has been proved true against us the word of our Lord, that we shall indeed have to taste the punishment of our sins. We led you astray, for truly we were ourselves astray. Truly that day they will all share in the penalty. Verily that is how we shall deal with sinners. For they, when they were told that there is no God except Allah, would puff themselves up with pride and say, what, shall we give up our gods for the sake of a poor possessed? Nay, he has come with the very truth, and he confirms the message of the messengers before him. Ye shall indeed taste of the grievous penalty, will be no more than the retribution of evil that we have wrought. But the sincere and devoted servants of Allah, for them is sustenance determined. Bismillahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillah wa rahim. Fruits delights, and they shall enjoy honor and dignity in gardens of felicity, facing each other on thrones of dignity. Round will be passed to them a cup from a clear flowing fountain, crystal white of a taste to listen to those who drink thereof. Free from helliness, nor will they suffer intoxication therefrom. Besides them will be chaste women, restraining their dances, big eyes of wonder and beauty, as they were delicate eggs, closely guarded. Then they will turn to one another and question one another. one of them will start to talk and say, I had an intimate companion on the earth who used to say, what art thou amongst those who bear witness to the truth of the message? When we die and become dust and bones, shall we indeed receive rewards and punishment? The voice said, would ye like to look down? He looked down and saw him in the midst of the fire. He said, by Allah, thou wast little short of bringing me to perdition. Had it not been for the grace of my Lord, I should certainly have been among those brought there. Is it the case that we shall not die except your first death, and that we shall not be punished? Verily, this is the supreme achievement. For the like of this, let all strive who wish to strive, is that the better entertainment of the tree of Zakum, for we have truly made it a trial for the wrongdoers, for it is a tree that springs out of the bottom of hellfire. The shoots of its fruit stalks are like the heads of devils, shooting their feet thereof and fill their belly therewith. And on top of that, they will be given a mixture made of boiling water. Then shall their return be to the blazing fire. Truly, they found their fathers on the wrong path, but they too will rush down on their footsteps. And truly, before them, many of the ancients went astray. But we sent after time among them messengers to admonish them. See what was the end of those who admonished but heeded not. Except the sincere and devoted servant of Allah. In the days of old, Noah cried to us, and we are the best to hear prayer. And we delivered him and his people from the great calamity, made his progeny to endure on this earth. And we left this blessing for him among generations to come. In later times, peace and salutation to Noah among the nations. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right, for he was one of our believing servants. Did the rest we overwhelmed in the flood. Verily among those who followed his way was Abraham. Behold, he approached his Lord with a sound heart. Behold, he said to his father and to his people, what is that which ye worship? Is it a falsehood God other than Allah that ye desire? Then what is your idea about the Lord of the world? Then did he cast a glance at the stars, and he said, I am indeed sick at heart. So they turned away from him and departed. Then did he turn to their gods and said, will ye not eat of the offerings before you? What is the matter with you that ye speak not intelligently? Then did he turn upon them, striking them with the right hand. Then came the worshippers with hurried steps and faced him. He said, worship ye that which ye have yourselves carved, but Allah has created you in your handiwork. They said, build him a furnace and throw him into the blazing fire. This feeling, they then sought a stratagem against him, but we made them the ones most humiliated. He said, I will go to my Lord. He will surely guide me. Oh, my Lord, grant me a righteous son. So we gave him the good news of a boy ready to suffer and forbear. Then when the son reached the age of serious work with him, he said, oh, my son, I see in the vision that I offered thee in sacrifice. Now see, what is thy view? The son said, oh, my father, do as thou art commanded. Thou wilt find me for loss. And for loss so wills one practicing patience and constancy. So when they had both submitted their wills to Allah, and he had laid him prostrate on his forehead for sacrifice, we call out to him, O Abraham, thou hast already fulfilled the vision. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right. But this was obviously a trial, and we ransomed him with a momentous sacrifice. And we left this blessing for him among generations to come in later times. Peace and salutation to Abraham. Yes, indeed, do we reward those who do right, for he was one of our believers' servants. We gave him the good news of Isaac, a prophet, one of the righteous. Bless him and Isaac, but of their progeny are some that do right and some that obviously do wrong to their own souls. Again, of old, we bestowed our favor on Moses and Aaron. We delivered them and their people from the great from their great calamity, and we helped them so they overcame the troubles. And we gave them the book which helped to make things clear, and we guided them to the straight way. We left this blessing for them among generations to come in later time. Peace and salutation to Moses and Aaron. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right, for they were two of our believing servants. So also was Elias among those sent by us. Behold, he said to his people, will ye not fear Allah? Will you call upon Baal and forsake the best of creators? Allah, your Lord and the cherisher, and the Lord and cherisher of your fathers of old. But they rejected him, and they will certainly be called up for punishment, except the sincere and devoted servants of Allah among them. We left this blessing for him among generations to come in later times. Peace and salutations to such as Elias. Thus, indeed, do we reward those who do right. For he was one of our believing servants. So also was Lot among those sent by us. Behold, we delivered him and his adherents all except an old woman who was among those who lagged behind. Then we destroyed the rest. Verily, ye passed by their sights by day and by night, will you not understand? So also was Jonah among those sent by us, when he ran away like a slave from captivity to the ship, fully laden. He agreed to cast lots, and he was condemned. Then the big fish did swallow him, and he had done acts worthy of blame, had not been that he repented and glorified Allah, he would certainly have remained inside the fish to the day of resurrection. We cast him forth on the naked shore in a state of sickness. We caused to grow over him a spreading plant of the gourd kind. And we sent him on a mission to 100,000 men or more. And they believed, so we permitted them to enjoy their life for a while. Now ask them, their opinion is that thy Lord has only daughters and they have sons, that we created the angels female, and they are witnesses thereto. Is it not that they say from their own invention Allah has begotten children, but they are liars? Did he then choose daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you? How judge ye? Ye not then receive admonition, or have you an authority manifest? Then bring ye your book of authority, if ye be truthful. And they have invented a blood relationship between him and the jinns, but the jinns know quite well that they have indeed to appear before his judgment seat. Glory to Allah, he is free from the things they ascribe to him. Not so do the servants of Allah sincere and devoted. For verily, neither ye nor those ye worship can lead any into temptation concerning Allah, except such as are themselves going to the blazing fire. Those ranging ranks say, no one of us but has a place appointed, for we are verily raised in ranks for service, and we are verily those who declare Allah's glory. And there were those who said, only we had had before us a message from those of old. We should certainly have been servants of Allah, sincere and devoted. But now that the Quran has come, they reject it, but soon will they know. Already has our word been passed before this to our servants sent by us. But they would certainly be assisted. and that our forces, they surely must conquer. Return thou away from them for a little while, and watch them how they fare, and they soon shall see how thou fare. Do they wish indeed to hurry on our punishment? But when it descends into the open space before them, evil will be the morning for those who were warned and heeded not. So turn thou away from them for a little while, and watch how they fare. They soon shall see how thou farest. Glory to thy Lord, the Lord of honor and power. He is free from what they ascribe to him, and peace on the messengers, and praise to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. Alhamdulillah. 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 Amen. Shaitan al-Rajim. We're at Surah 38, Sa'ad, by the Quran, full of admonition. This is the truth, but the unbelievers are steeped in self-glory and separatism. How many generations before them did we destroy? In the end, they cried for mercy when there was no longer time for being saved. So they wonder that a warner has come to them from among themselves. And the unbelievers say, this is a sorcerer telling lies, as he made the gods all into one god. Truly, this is a wonderful thing. And the leaders among them go away impatiently, saying, walk ye away and remain constant to your God, for this is truly a thing designed against you. We never heard the like of this among the people of these later days. This is nothing but a made-up tale. What has the message been sent to him of all persons among us? But they are in doubt concerning my own message. Nay, they have not yet tasted my punishment. Or have they the treasures of the mercy of thy Lord, the exalted in power, the grantor of bounties without measure? Or have they the dominion of the heavens and the earth, all between? If so, let them mount up with the ropes and means to reach that end. But there will be put to flight even a host of confederates before them, for many who rejected messengers, people of Noah and Ad and Pharaoh and the Lord of Stakes and Thamud, the people of Lut and the companions of the wood. Such were the confederates. Not one of them but rejected the messengers. But my punishment came justly, inevitably on them. These today only wait for a single mighty blast, which when it comes will brook notes that would be like me share ten of these today only wait for a single mighty blast, which when it comes will brook no delay. They say, our Lord, hasten to us our sins, even before the day of account. Have patience at what they saw. Remember our servant David, the man of strength, for he ever turned to Allah. It was we that made the hills declare in unison with him our praises at eventide and at break of day. And the birds gathered in assemblies all with him did turn to Allah. He strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and sound judgment and speech and decision. As the story of the disputants reached thee, behold, they climbed over the wall of the private chamber. When they entered the presence of David, and he was terrified of them, they said, fear not, we are two disputants, one of whom have wronged the other. Decide now between us with truth, and treat us not with injustice, but guide us to the even path. This man is my brother. He has 99 ewes, and I have but one. Yet he says, commit her to my care, and is moreover harsh to me in speech. David said, he has undoubtedly wrong thee in demanding thy single ewe to be added to his flock of ewes. Truly many are the partners in business who wrong each other. Not so do those who believe and work deeds of righteousness. And how few are they? And David gathered that he had that, and David gathered we had tried him. He asked forgiveness of his Lord, fell down, bowing in prostration, and returned to Allah in repentance. So we forgave him. His lapse enjoyed indeed a near approach to us and a beautiful place of final return. O David, we did indeed make thee a vicegerent on earth, so judge thou between men in truth and justice. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is a prostration here at number 24. David said, he has undoubtedly wronged thee in demanding thy single ewe to be added to his flock of ewes. Truly, many are the partners in business who wrong each other. Not so do those who believe and work deeds of righteousness. And how few are they? And David gathered we and tried him. He asked forgiveness of his Lord, fell down bowing and prostration, and turned to Allah in repentance. This is a prostration here. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So we forgave him this lapse. He enjoyed indeed a near approach to us and a beautiful place of final return. O David, we did indeed make thee a vicegerent on earth, who judge thou between men in truth and justice. Nor follow thou the lust of thy heart, for they will mislead thee from the path of Allah. For those who wander astray from the path of Allah is a penalty grievous, for that they forgot the day of account. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, La ilaha illallah. Right now, we're at Surah 38, Sa'd. We're at section 3, number 27, ayat 27. And I'm going to continue reading. Alhamdulillah. We're at page 1167, Yusuf Ali edition, section 3, ayat 27. Not without purpose did we create heaven and earth and all between. That were the thought of unbelievers. But woe to the unbelievers because of the fire of hell. Shall we treat those who believe and work deeds of righteousness the same as those who do mischief on earth? Shall we treat those who guard against evil the same as those who turn aside from the right? Here is the book which we have sent down unto thee, full of blessings, that they may meditate on its signs, and that men of understanding may receive admonition. To David we gave Solomon for a son, excellent in our service. Ever did he turn to us. Behold, there were brought before him at eventide horses of the highest breeding and swift of foot. I'm at number 32 now. The 38th surah, which is Sa'd, we're at number 32. And he said, truly do I love the love of good with a view to the glory of my Lord until the sun was hidden in the veil of night. Bring them back to me. Then began he to pass his hand over their legs and their necks. And we did try Solomon to place on his throne a body without life, but he did turn to us in true devotion. He said, oh my Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom which it may be suits not another after me, for thou art the granter of bounties without measure. And number 36, then we subjected the wind to his power to flow gently to his order, whatsoever he will. as also the evil ones, including every kind of builder and diver, as also others bound together in fetters. Such are our bounties, whether thou bestow them on others or withhold them, no account will be asked. And he enjoyed indeed a near approach to us and of a beautiful place of final return. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brother. My brother here. Alhamdulillah. We are at section 4, number 41. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Okay, everybody, me, she can again, Bishop Renai. Commemorate our servant Job. Behold, he cried to his Lord, Satan has afflicted me with distress and suffering. Strike with thy foot, here is water, wherein to wash, cool and refreshing, and water to drink, and gave him back his people and doubled their number as a grace from us, and a thing for commemoration for all who have understanding. And take in thy hand a little grass and strike therewith, and break not thy oath. Truly we found him full of patience and constancy. How excellent is a servant! Ever did he turn to us. And commemorate our servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, possessors of power and vision. Verily we did choose them for a special purpose, the remembrance of the hereafter. They were in our sight truly of the company of the elect and the good. And commemorate Ishmael, Elisha, and Zulkar. Each of them was of the company of the good. There's a message of admonition. This is a message of admonition and glory for the righteous in a beautiful place of final return. Gardens of eternity, whose doors will ever be open to them. Therein will they recline at ease. Therein can they call at pleasure for fruit in abundance and delicious drinking. Beside them will be chaste women restraining their glances, companions of equal age. Such is a promise made to you for the day of account. Truly, such will be our bounty to you. It will never fail. But for his wrongdoers will be an evil place of final return. Hell will have been then an evil bed indeed to lie on. Such then shall they taste it, a boiling fluid, and for dark, murky, intensely cold, and other penalties of a similar kind to match them. Here is a troop rushing headlong with you. No welcome for them. Truly, they shall burn in the fire. The followers shall cry to the misleaders, nay, you too, no welcome. For you, it is you who have brought this upon us. Now evil is this place to stay in. They will say, O Lord, who have brought this upon us, add to him a double chastisement in the fire. And they will say, How is it with us that we see not men whom we used to number among the bad ones? Did we treat them as such in ridicule, or have our eyes failed to perceive them? That is true, the mutual recriminations of the people of the fire. So truly, I am a warner. No God is there but Allah, the One, supreme and irresistible. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all between, exalted in might, ever forgiving. Say, this is a tremendous tidings, from which they you turn away. No knowledge have I of the exalted chiefs, when they discuss matters among themselves. Only this has been revealed to me, that I am to give warning plainly and publicly. Behold, the Lord said to the angels, I am about to create man from clay. When I have fashioned him and breathed into him of my spirit, fall ye down in prostration unto him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them together. Not so Iblis, he was haughty, and became one of those who reject faith. And I said, oh, Iblis, what prevents thee from prostrating himself to one whom I have created with my hands? And art thou haughty? Or art thou one of the high and mighty ones? Iblis said, I am better than he. Thou created me from fire, and him thou created from clay. Allah said, then get thee out from here, for thou art rejected a curse. My curse shall be on thee to the day of judgment. Iblis said, O my Lord, give me then respite to the day the dead are raised. Allah said, respite is then given granted to the day of the time appointed. Iblis said, then by my power, I will lead them all astray except thy servants, among them sincere and purified by thy grace. And I said, this is the truth, and the truth I say, that I was going to feel hell with thee and those that follow thee, every one. So no Lord do I ask of you for this kind, nor am I a pretender. This is no less than a reminder to all the worlds, and you shall certainly know the truth of it all after a while.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We're at Surah 30, Az-Zumar, the crowds. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Bilayim and Shaitan al-Rajim. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the exalted in power, full of wisdom. Verily, it is we who have revealed the book to thee. In truth, so serve Allah, offering him sincere devotion. Is it not to Allah that sincere devotion is due? But those who take for protectors others than Allah say, we only serve them in order that they may bring us near to Allah. Truly Allah will judge between them and that wherein they differ. But Allah guides not such as are false. And a great had Allah wished to take to himself a son, he could have chosen whom he pleased out of those whom he doth create, but glory be to him. He is above such things. He is Allah, the one, the irresistible. He created the heavens and the earth in true proportions. He makes the night overlap the day and the day overlap the night. He has subjected the sun and the moon to his law. Each one follows a course, time appointed. Is not he the exalted in power, he who forgives again and again? He created you all from a single person, in creative like nature, his mate, and he sent down for you 8 heads of cattle and pairs. He makes you in the wombs of your mothers, in stages one after another, in 3 veils of darkness, such as Allah, the Lord and Cherisher. To him belong all dominion. There is no God but he. Then how are ye turned away from your true center? If ye reject Allah, truly Allah hath no need of you, but he liketh not ingratitude from his servant. If you are grateful, he is pleased with you. No bearer of burden can bear the burden of another. In the end, to your Lord is your return, when he will tell you the truth of all that you did in this life, and he knows well all that is in men's hearts. When some trouble touches man, he crieth unto his Lord, turns to him in repentance. But when he bestoweth a favor upon him as from himself, man doth forget, cried, and prayed for before. and he doth set up rivals unto Allah, thus misleading others from Allah's path. Say, enjoy the blasphemy for a little while. Verily, thou art one of the companions of the fire. Ozubillahi min shaitan rajim. Is one who worships devoutly during the hours of the night, prostrating himself or standing in adoration, who takes heed of the hereafter, and who places his hope in the mercy of his Lord, like one who does not. Say, are those equal those who know and those who do not know? It is those who are endued with understanding that receive admonition. Alhamdulillah. Say, O ye, my servants who believe. Alhamdulillah. Go ahead.
Say, O ye, my servants who believe, fear your Lord. Good is your love for those who do good in this world. Spacious is Allah's earth. Those who patiently persevere will truly receive a reward without measure. Say, verily, I am commanded to serve Allah with sincere devotion, and I am commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah and Islam. Say, I would, if I disobeyed my Lord indeed, have fear of this Father of a mighty day. Say, it is Allah saved with my sincere and exclusive devotion. Serve ye what ye will besides him. Say, truly, those in loss are those who lose their own souls and their people on the day of judgment. And that is indeed the real and evident loss. They shall have layers of fire above them and layers of fire below them. With this do Allah warn off his servants, O my servants, then fear ye me. Those who eschew Salkut and fall not into his worship and turn to Allah and repentance with them of good news. So now it's the good news to my servants, those who listen to the word and follow the best of it. Those are the ones whom Allah has guided, and those are the ones endued with understanding. Is there one against whom the decree of punishment is justly due evil to one who eschews evil? Wilt thou then deliver one who is in the fire? But it is for those who fear the Lord that lofty mansions, one above another, have been built. Beneath them flow rivers. Such is the promise of Allah. Never do for Allah fail in his promise. Fearest thou not that Allah sends down rain from the sky and leaves it springs in the earth? Then he causes to grow there produce of various colors. Then it withers, thou would see it grow yellow. Then he makes it dry up and crumble away. Truly, and this is a message of remembrance to men of understanding. As one whose heart Allah has opened to Islam so that he has received light from Allah, no better than one hard-hearted. Woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. They are manifestly wandering in error. Allah has revealed from time to time the most beautiful message in the form of a book, consistent with itself, yet repeating its teachings in various aspects. The schemes of those who fear their Lord, tremble thereat. Then their skins and their hearts do soften to the remembrance of Allah. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides them with whom he pleases. But such as Allah leaves astray can have none to guide. Is there one who has to ward off the bent of the chastisement of the day of judgment and receive it by his face like one gathered therefrom? It will be said to the wrongdoers, taste ye the fruits of what ye earn. Those before them also rejected revelation, and so the punishment came to them from directions they did not perceive. So Allah gave them a taste of humiliation in the present life, but greater is the punishment of the hereafter if they only knew. We have put forth to men in the Quran every kind of parable in order that they may receive admonition. It is a Quran in Arabic without any crookedness therein, in order that they may guard against evil. Allah puts forth the parable. A man belonging to many partners at variance with each other, and a man belonging entirely to one master. Are those two equal in comparison Praise be to Allah, but most of them have no knowledge. Truly, we'll all die one day, and truly they too will die one day. In the end, will ye all dispute on a day of judgment in the presence of your Lord?
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rasha. How you doing?
It's all good, 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 good. Alhamdulillah. Good. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Yeah, we got company here. We got my daughter Shannon and her little baby. Her baby is about 2 years old. And we got her son Ricky. And you know Ricky, he loves those video games. And I was mentioning to him what I want him to do. I was talking to him about the flight school. So he looked the flight school up, you know, tomorrow's aeronautical museum, and he found some negative comments about the school and about Robin. And one guy says that he gave the school Robin $10,000 for flight lessons, and he got neither his $10,000 back, nor did he get the flight lessons. So this is how my grandson, he's about 13 now, going on 12, 13. You know, this is how he's fighting against me for what I'm saying. So he went and found some Yelp. I guess they call it the Yelp comments, and he found some disgruntled people, and he said, "Oh, this is a sham. This is a sham." But truly, you know, I could witness that I have gone out there myself and seen the facilities and seen the children, talked to them youngsters about stuff. And I know the little guy who worked with me, you know, he's kind of lackadaisical, and he ain't really business because he didn't call me back and stuff like that. And that was one of the complaints, because one of the people said, "Oh, they're ghetto around there. They don't follow up you up in phone calls, and they don't follow you up in emails and stuff like that." And I could bear witness that little guy who was down there at the desk with us. You know, he's the one who I talked to before, and then he didn't follow up with his phone calls and stuff. And he's supposed to be the administrative something, some like a big official around there, something. So this is my grandson, and this is his way of playing them video games, because he keep his head in the video games. And sometime I come in, and he's on my computer and stuff, you all on the floor. He just comes in. He's so engulfed in the video games. He knocks over the computer thing, you know what I mean? And I can't get online and stuff, you know? And I say, "Ricky, there you go." I mean, so anyway, he found some negative stuff about the school. But I could bear witness that school is, if they did find some negative, it's only 10%, but the good that it's about is 90%, and I'm going to stick with it. Alhamdulillah. And so I contacted the sister. I went back over there. I took that jumpsuit. I went over to the African brother Drame over there by the masjid. And, you know, I slipped on the flight suit. You know, I know it's oversized, but it was weird. It swallowed me up. And he said, "Brother, you know, it's too big. And could you get a smaller size? Because I'd have to cut off the feet and the arms and everything, you know." So anyway, I said, no. So I took it back to the major surplus, and I got, what did I buy? I bought me a coat, I bought me a flight jacket, and I bought two little flight suits for the sister's son. The sister got a son called Awesu. He's about 3 years old. And so, you know, I took, you know, I bought a green one and a blue one for him. And they're little, you know, little ones. because he's three going on four, but he's kind of tall, she said, and kind of lanky. And so I took a photograph of it, and I sent it to her, you know, and then she called me and said, oh, you know, we chatted. And I said, well, I want to drop these uniforms off so you could, because she sews. She's from the old school. Her mama was an MGT, I guess. And so she know how to sew. And she was telling me that the children, you got to reinforce like the pants and reinforce something else, she said. So she's going to get those. So I'm going to figure out somewhere how I can go over there and drop those off to her. And I bought me a coat, bought me a belt. And alhamdulillah, we're moving right along, brother.
And, yeah, I'm doing. Yeah, how old is your brother who read those things about the flight school? How old is he?
12 or 13. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's about 11, 12, 13, something like that. I think his birthday is coming up in December. I think he's about 12 or 13. Yeah, he's right in middle school. And so I've been on his case for some years about him staying away from those video games and learning how to code. You know, me and him have a long-standing laugh because I'm always telling him about learning how to code, learning those computer languages. And he says, but Grandpa, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I said, but you need to learn. Even if you don't want to do it, you know, if you want to come into the 22nd century or 21st century, you need to learn how to code. You need to be, you know, learn what engineers know, you know, the type of education that the engineer and the kind of education the engineer gets is kind of like a scientific education. And then they go into like electrical or mechanical or whatever, but you need to come up with science. You know, you should take science classes. You should be good at physics and chemistry and biology, and then go into forms of engineering if you want to be prepared for the future, man. You know, so this is how me and him talk all the time. I'm on his case. Oh, Grandpa, you know. He went and looked up Mars Aeronautical Museum and found some negative. So this is how he comes back at me, you know, on Robin. Some people are complaining about Robin didn't give him the money. And, you know, of course, Robin being in business and being so high profile, man, the guy's all over CNN and Oprah and ABC and 60 Minutes and all. They did all kind of segments about these Compton youngsters flying these airplanes. You know, and like I said, Ruben Khatib's children, both of them, Tasneem and Ibrahim, have been featured. And you can see Ibrahim actually flying the plane. Now, Tasneem is in the cockpit with the guy. But I'm pretty sure, I think Tasneem was actually had her hands on the mechanism too. But Ibrahim, you can see him actually, and he got a real bad stutter. Real bad stutter. So I don't know if ABC News or some news firm really worked with him and edited out his speech, because he got a real bad stutter, man. He's like real bad. And this is how Ricky, my grandson named him Ricky. So this is how he's fighting. You know, they love him video games. See, I'm telling you, they'll You know. So I guess I lost my brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad don't do it his way, he'll cut you loose. You know, Sujah told him one time, brother, you know, you got a thing about, you know, taking your marbles and going home. You know, if you don't get your way, Sujah hit it. Sujah just totally, this was about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. He told us, okay, Muhammad, because, you know, Muhammad likes to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And at the time, you know, people would cut him off. They would cut him off, and then they kind of like a little argument would ensue, you know. And then if you didn't giving his way, Suja said, okay, brother, now what you going to do? Take your marbles and go home? Suja hit him right between the eyes, brother. But they worked it out. He comes back on the message of concern. But Suja is always complaining to me about the message of concern because I call, you see, the message of concern starts at 4 o'clock, so I call in about 4:15 or so, and, the music was playing. The music was playing, so I wondered what's going on. So I dialed it up myself instead of dialing it up. So I dialed it up. And Akbar and Suja said, oh, Brother Muhammad, I'm like, what up? In other words, they was glad that I had intervened because, I don't know, Daia have a little, she have a little power problem. You know, Suja was always complaining to me about how she don't call upon him like he, be in the queue, like she said, well, press one. And Suja says, and sometimes she be a whole half hour and she don't call upon him. And he swears that that she don't like it, you know. And, anyway, these are some of the things that I'm confronted with. But what I try to do is I try to shine it on and keep rolling. But I did call in yesterday and she hadn't opened the show up. So when I opened it up myself, Akbar and Suja was glad. Because I think she gets in her moods. And if she gets in her mood, she don't do nothing. She just lets them all hang, let the show just be, time be going on, and she don't dial up and she don't do nothing. So the brothers was glad that I was listening, and then I signed in and got them going, and they had a guest. They had a brother named Imam Lukman from, I think he's from the Carolinas. So, because I had told Akbar last month, I said, brother, see if you could always have a guest. You know, where it's call around when you're not on the air, because I give you 2 hours a day, man. So I said, see if you could call around and always have a guest. So he said, okay, brother. See, he really appreciates the message of concern, you know, because the message of concern actually came about by me and him. I heard him on one of the Blog Talk radio shows, and he sounds so sincere that I called around and I found it. I found who was this talking, and it was Brother Akbar. They gave me his number. I think the imam in Georgia gave me his number. And this is about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And gave me his number. I said, brother, I heard you. They'd be interviewing you, and you go out and be doing da'wah out in the community. He said, yes. And then I said, okay, well, that's good. But I told him, well, look, I got a radio spot. I got a radio spot that I pay money on, and you should come on. And so he said, okay. So that's how it started. And then Daia immediately jumped in. Well, brother, you know, this is for the brothers. Well, how about the sisters? You know, she immediately, and she says at that time, that's been about close to a year and a half. And then she says, well, brother, you know, you got to have the sisters on there, too. She jumped right on in there. And he says, if I could have a show on Tuesdays. I don't know if we nailed down the actual days. But anyway, it goes. She got 2 days, you know, because she jumped right in there. See, she takes control because, you know, sometimes, but she talks to Muhammad, to Akbar so crazy. Sometimes it sounds real bad on the radio, and I tell her, I say, sister, you gotta make sure that you know you have a, you know, you're in a good mood, because people don't, listening to the radio, don't like to hear people when they're in a bad mood, you know, because, you know, that's why they turn to Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes they just want to listen to something else because they're bombarded with ABC, CBS, and all that stuff out in the world, people getting shot. And, you know, they leave, they say they leave with the bleed. They start, you know, a man today was run over by a train. You know, that's how they start off. So sometimes people turn into the Blog Talk Radio just to, for peace. And if you see them out there, and if they haven't pressed one on the on their phone, don't mess with them. But she still did it. And there'd be people out there who she said, well, if you want to come to the queue, press one on the phone. And they don't do it because sometimes people don't be prepared. They be doing stuff. They may be in the bathroom or whatever. And she'll call on them anyway, you know. And she did that to me a couple of times. I say, you know. But anyway, you know, alhamdulillah, it seems like I'm developing as a producer myself, dealing with human beings, man, different people, trying to keep it together, keep the peace in order to do these shows, you know.
Different people
that got their own personalities, man, their own world. And I can see how, you know, it takes a little doing sometimes to keep people together. You can't take sides. I try not to take sides. You know what I mean? And my objective is the show must go on. We just want to get the show on the air and make it be as pleasant as possible to people. And this is what I'm learning, you know.
And, right.
Yeah. And so Brother Muhammad, he don't call no more. You know, he didn't get his way because he wanted me to do something like his way. And, you know, the politics out here is the stick in California, you know. Like I said, you know, like I said, when I first put out that text blast, I got a call from Nasir. He called me up, brother. He said, what y'all doing, you know. I said, man, we're just trying to organize a Claire Muhammad school. You know, you got any land? You had a groundbreaking? You know, he talked real kind of like a FOI, you know. And I said, no. Not yet, brother. We just, you know, and I know, see, Hassan don't want nobody, you know, with a Claire Muhammad school because that's his reason, his excuse for doing the charter school. You know, it was because he swear that people, that the Claire Muhammad schools cannot be financed, you know, and so he don't want Ayman. So I know Ayman, see, and Ayman, the brother Mikhail Zahir has told Ayman at least a couple of times that I've heard, brother, why don't you start a school? And Ayman won't do it. And Ayman won't do it. And I'm thinking that, see, Hassan got a lot of money coming in there. He gets money for renting out that property to the LA Unified School District, and he gets money from the actual educational department. In other words, not only the land, but he also gets it, him and Deborah, his wife, get it for, you know, the principal and 300, 400, 500 children, you know what I mean? He gets money.
Mm-hmm.
He gets money. I would say, I'm just off the top of my head. I know he gets anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000 a year. Just clear him. That's what I'm thinking. Somewhere, you know, the Hatik no more because he keeps up with this. And he's always predicting how he said, man, when Hassan, Hatik says, man, when Hassan passed, man, that property is going to be gone. That property is gone. It's probably, he said, it's already in hock because, you know, who going to run it after Hassan? Who has a personality to run it after Hassan go, you know? The only one who's working under him is that great big brother, about 300-pound brother. What's his name? Mustafa, the 300-pound brother. And I don't know if he has the personality. Plus, on top of that, AK is about 90, and Deborah is about 65, something like that. Deborah, his wife, is, so she's quite, she's still kind of young. Do you know his wife? You see his wife?
No, I don't.
Yeah, oh yeah, Deborah, she's an attractive woman. Attractive woman. She's about 60, 65. She has children herself, and her children are grown from other marriages, And so I have to swear that property is gone. And, you know, so these are some of the things that, you know, that, you know, like Muhammad don't know about the politics out here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what Hatik be saying. Hatik be saying, oh, man, you know, Hassan know how to spread that money around. See, all them brothers who work for Hassan, like Nasir, Adil, he's a principal now. Adil is spent 30 years in the L.A. Unified School District, and then he retired, so Hassan got him as the principal over there. You know, Brother Adil, who was married to Manir?
Yeah, this is the brother who had that ice cream truck, candy truck.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Somebody came up in the queue here, 929. If you want to come into the conversation or want something you want to say, press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you into the queue. Well, this is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour, and me and Brother Rashad here just having a little conversation now, a little private personal conversation here, but we can't really continue with that. But 929, if you want to say something, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, do so. This is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour and Sister Clara Muhammad. The Good Life Holy Quran and Sister Clara Muhammad Education Hour. We are trying to organize a Sister Clara Muhammad school here in Los Angeles. It has not been a school here for the last good 15, 20 years. A Clara Muhammad school here in Los Angeles area, and so this is what we're trying to do. Now, and so we have a radio show that starts out by 5 a.m. In the morning here, and the first half is we read 1/30th of the Holy Quran, 1/30th, and we try to get various people to read along with us. So inshallah, it'll grow in time when people actually know that they could get up in the morning and hear this Quran being read, you know. And alhamdulillah. So this is what this is about. And so far, what we've been able to do is learn about the Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum, which is an effort, you know, working with children in the Compton area. Out there is the museum is. Is on Alondra, approximately Alondra and Wilmington in the city of Compton. And it's a brother there named Robin Petgrave. And he is a brother who took lessons starting like in 98 or so, and took lessons in aviation and learning how to drive helicopters, and because that's what he wanted to do, and like in his videos he says people was telling him, oh well, you got to be a part of the military, you got to be in the army or Air Force in order to learn how to you know, fly helicopters. And then one day, you know, he was in a helicopter, and the guy who was in the helicopter with him was a young man. So he asked him, he says, you know, have you been in the military? The man said, no. He said, well, how do you learn how to fly these helicopters? He said, sure, I just took lessons. And he said, oh, man, I could have been a helicopter flyer years ago like I wanted to be, but he had misinformation. All you got to do is take lessons and take an exam and be fit, what they call fit, fit, I mean, you can't have mental illness or something, or you can't be, you got to be able to see and read and write, because it's the things that you know. So this brother, Robin Petgray, I'm very impressed with him. If you look at his videos, if you go to Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum, in short, they say TAM, T-A-M, and that'll help you remember it. TAM, Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum. And you can see all his videos that he's been working with these children for many, many years. And they be now, it's a lot of Hispanic children that he works with. And these Hispanic children, like their parents, be up there at the museum. And even yesterday, they had a art festival, some type of festival. They had music and food, and they had like art exhibits yesterday. It was like 95% Hispanic. And they had a whole lot of people that played music, and they was doing everything. And then planes was, landing and taking off in the background, and, it was nice. So what he does is, since he has this hangar out in Compton that housed the museum, what he does when people want to have gatherings, I guess you could have weddings there, and art galleries, whatever. You could have maybe a dance there, I don't know. How many hours, how they operate after hours. I don't know if they could go after 12 o'clock. Well, I don't know all the logistics of it, but I know he probably could rent out his gallery, and it's quite impressive, because if you go in there, he has it nice and clean. He got a bunch of photographs of people flying helicopters and planes and rockets and stuff like that. And it's quite impressive. You go in there, and they always have somebody right there to greet you and talk to you. Yesterday they had a couple, like an Hispanic lady. She was behind the counter there, the receptionist, and because they was having that event out there. So I'm quite impressed. I'm quite impressed with Robin Petgray. And not only me, Oprah, ABC News, 60 Minutes, and all kind of news companies, like 60 Minutes and all that, and Oprah and PBS, they've done features on Robin Petgray and his Compton youth, how he reaches and this is how he combats the gang violence and drug usage and stuff out there in Compton, by getting those children interested in something as lofty and as titillating as flying airplane. He say, man, you want to fly a plane? And no matter if you are gang banging, you think about it, heck yeah, you need to go up to learn how to fly. Some of them might say, oh, I'm afraid. But some kids says, heck yeah, So, alhamdulillah. Right. So, look, Brother Shad, you got any comment?
Alhamdulillah, that's a good thing, to have an alternative, for the youth of gang violence, man. That's a good thing. I want to go back to talk about the school email Miami, but speaking about before, since you mentioned the gang violence, I was on the internet, and I was looking at the reports from Chicago about killings in youth and all that. Mainly as African American, And since you mentioned the gang violence, and we're talking about education, and one of the main causes I think for that type of violence and stuff in the inner city is lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge itself, lack of faith in their future, and alternative healthy, good Islamic lifestyle. But what comes to mind is, Chicago's a heavyweight city, man.
you got a lot of likes. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, Farrakhan is there, Jesse Jackson is there, and they got some other educators, you know, Hakeem Matabuti. He has a book, Black Books Bulletin, Dr. Jeronzakun Jufu, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of other people, man, a lot of heavy lights. So I'm just trying to figure, man, with all them lights, man, how is it that the youth there is so wild, man? You know, it seemed like Farrakhan and his Nation of Islam, he put them brothers on street corners, man, and to interact with them gangbangers, you know, to try and bring them brothers into some type of knowledge, you understand, and away from self-destruction. But back to the school, man, I think that, I don't know why, you know, like you said, Imam A.K. Hassan has said that the problem was the financing, you know, either the parents didn't have the money for the school, you know, and you know, that would pay for the administration and, you know, the tuition and all that. So he opened up the charter school. But I don't know about Imam Ayman. You know, I haven't talked to him about why he haven't initiated the school. Probably maybe the same thing, you know, now at ISLA, they do have a school over there because, you know, the sister who used to work in it, she told me some things about it. She used to be a teacher there, you know, as well as her ex-husband. They both used to teach there, you know. So Issa got a school. I don't know how they finance theirs, you know, but they do have one. So I don't know why Imam Ayman, we don't have one, you know. I really don't know.
All these are good questions and everything. You know, good questions. Let's see. Man, they call Chicago Chirac, like Iraq. Remember, right after the fall of Saddam, or during the fall of Saddam, there was a lot of insurrection there of all the troops, and they was, and the troops would go into Iraq and different places, in Baghdad and all the major cities there, and step on a mine, and all of a sudden that soldier didn't have a foot or didn't have a leg or eye or whatever. Remember, they had all these IEDs in Iraq, and you know, hell, they called Chicago Chirac. It got so bad with the youngsters. Like I said, though, in my study of gangs and everything, that I know I've discovered or come up how intelligence communities could use insurgent groups. That's what they call them in the wartime, insurgent groups. What they do, they organize and finance groups of militias in order to wage war on whoever they want to wage that war with. And so these, like the Army and the Navy, they know how to do that. And during the 60s, that's what they did with the Civil Rights Movement. They broke off a piece of the Civil Rights Movement, got with them young men, anywhere from 11 to 20, and organized them into street gangs. It's so easy to do, man. If you got the police department actually is the shock or the lead vanguard in doing this. Because if you got a police department, the police department could go in and arrest 10,000 youngsters in one day. Man, they could just go through there and shoot them police and tell them youngsters get in the car and handcuff them, take them down to the station, mug them, take pictures of them, take fingerprints of them, and mug them, ask them questions about their neighborhood, where they're from, their addresses, and then you have that
a database. That's the database there that you could create that insurrection, that, you know, not insurrection, the insurgency. You know, you have thousands of kids who are from one section of town or another section of town, and you could put your police operatives out there and provoke violence among them. It's so easy. I mean, a child could learn it to do it, and they did it here. That's how they did it. That's how they did it. That's why during the Rodney King riots, Daryl Gates didn't want to relinquish that power, because once somebody could open up the files of the LAPD, they'll find, man, the LAPD had been all in the gang thing. You know, remember they had the Bataram and they had the crack thing, and they used to get this Bataram to knock down doors and be all up in the people's houses with the, you know, that's overkill. All that theater and stuff like that that they did. You know what I mean? And that's why Daryl Gates, boy, it took a whole riot of people, a rebellion of people to get Daryl Gates out, because he knew too many secrets. Remember, he had that secret organization called PSID or something like that. It kind of like it was modeled after J. Edgar Hoover, how J. Edgar Hoover used to rule. Was any prominent entertainer, any prominent athlete, prominent politician, anybody in prominence, he had a file on him. And then he used to tell his FBI agents to find dirt on him. And whenever, you know, he needed dirt on a particular, say somebody was speaking out in favor of Martin Luther King, and he said, okay, you give me a file on him, or say Marlon Brando or Jane Fonda, whoever. And then police had so much negative stuff on them people. And then he used to get over to them, give them a call and say, you know, we got a file on you. Now, here you talk about you support Martin Luther King and you give him money and you urge other people to give Martin Luther King money and stuff like that. Well, look what we got on you. And this was now, you was with that little girl. She was 14 years old the other day. Is that your girlfriend or that's your, you know, whoever, you know what I mean? He's intimidate. And he did this with the president of the United States, because it's an open fact. He did this with Kennedy, the Kennedy brothers, both of them, John and Robert. And he had a file on everybody, Martin Luther King, Abernathy, Jesse Jackson. He had a file on anybody that he could pull out at any moment and blackmail them and intimidate them and threaten them and keep them. And that's how J. Edgar Hoover stayed in power for 40-something years. He was the FBI director when all them presidents came and gone. He was still there. Came and gone. The only one who actually was trying to get him out really at the end was Nixon. But Nixon, his stuff was so dirty that, J. Edgar Hoover had to die in office. J. Edgar Hoover died in office. You know what I mean? He didn't, it's because he had a dossier. He had a dossier on everybody. And that is known, brother. Presidents, all of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. He died in office in 1972. They did not get him out. And, you know what I mean? So, it's easy to be, you know, and I got books after books after books on the FBI on my shelf on J. Edgar Hoover, and I learned his secrets. That's his secret. He had a dossier on his political enemy, and he had that little white girl, that old white girl, that when he died, her instruction was to get all them files, go in there in his office. Go in his safe, get them files out, and destroy them. And that's what she did. And that was her. Her name was Miss Rose or something or whatever. And they had her down there testifying, and she said, who? What? She said, who is that? You know what I mean? Because she had destroyed them files. That was her job. When they say J. Edgar Hoover, they found J. Edgar Hoover dead. Uh-oh. That's what she went into action. She went there, and boy, she got the files out, man. I said, man, these people are something else. She went in there, and got the files, put a match to them, put kerosene on them, burn them up. And when they came in there after, you know, saying, oh, we got Diego Hoover now, we got his files. She had destroyed them. She had destroyed them. Only a few of them, like, lasted, you know, some stuff that was in, bro. So, yeah, anyway, the thing with these people, no, they don't want no Claire Muhammad school here. No, you've been embarrassed what Hassan is doing? You've been messing with his $300,000, $400,000 a year? Clear money? You know? Oh, no.
I don't think the Claire Muhammad school would interfere with his income, because, you know, the income is based on what is existing currently, you know. But if there's a Claire Muhammad school open, you know, I don't think it would affect, you know, what he's doing at all.
Wait. You know, listen to what I'm saying. You know, think like how they think. That was his justification for telling Imam Muhammad. When Imam Muhammad came to Los Angeles, and you know who actually told me this? Sister Miriam. You know, that A.K. Hassan collected money and told all of them that we're starting a Claire Muhammad school. This was Sister Miriam told me personally to my face. She said, brother, we all was under the impression that the money that we were giving was for a Claire Muhammad school. That's what she told me. So when Imam Muhammad came to Los Angeles, the last time he came, he asked A.K. Hassan, is this school a Claire Muhammad school? And at that time, I think Imam Muhammad was told, no, it's not a Claire Muhammad school. And he never came back to Los Angeles. From what I know, let Hafik tell it. He know more details because he knows. He never came back after AK told him, no, it's not a Claire Muhammad school. It's going to be a whatever at the time he told him. But AK Hassan and Joan Sabri, the sister who had been a teacher with the L.A. Unified School District for 20, 30 years, she's the one who learned the science on how to organize a charter school, because the charter school movement was kind of like starting up at that time. You know, it wasn't as huge as it is now. It's huge now. And she knew the insides, and she have a son. She have a son now. Her son has got to be 50. And so he was the one who was the consultant, and if you wanted a charter school, you had to pay him $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, and he would march you through the procedure. In other words, he was the charter school consultant. I forgot his first name, but it's Joan Sabri's son that I talked to him personally, and he said, I said, well, brother, how much would you charge to show a person how to do the paperwork and all that you got to file with the different agencies? He says $11,000. That's what he told me. That's what he told me, Amin Muhammad, $11,000. And that was Joan Sabri's son. So the justification was, and Hassan, I tell you, because I just asked Hassan 6-7 months ago, and he told me the reason that it can't last is because you got to pay a teacher a living salary, a living wage. You know, in other words, her rent, her food, her insurance on her car, and you can't have people around there volunteering year after year after year after year. So it sounds pretty plausible. It sounds, you know, that sounds reasonable. And this is why you know, it takes a hell of an imam it takes a hell of an email to organize a fundraising campaign, you know, or who has the credibility to you know, solicit donations from different people, you know. But if you're an imam and you got a history of lying to people, of saying donate to this right here, and then people say, well, the last time we donated, you know, you went in there and got the money out and you did something else with the money. In other words, we gave to the school, and then you found some reason to go in there, gave up some excuse to go in there, get the money out away from its stated purpose. So if you got an imam who does that, and that's the kind of situation that we have here in Los Angeles, you can't ask people for money because they say, well, what happened to the money that we gave you before? You see what I mean? So, yeah, it's not going to work for some imams. But if you're the kind of imam who followed through with, you know, ask the money, well, go ahead and do that. So that was always his excuse. That's his excuse. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, that's his excuse. He can't do it. You know?
So preliminary that, the 10,005, huh?
But 10,005 will work. It'll work. And the reason that I'm kind of like, I don't want to just jump into it. You got to have, in other words, what I'm saying, listen to this. This is what I'm saying. This is what I tell people. Let me invest some of our money into getting this effort off the ground. At least have a nice website. This is 2021. Anybody who's in anything good has a website. You ask a lot of these people with these Clare Muhammad schools, do you have a website? They say, oh, no, we don't have a website. We want one. We're working on one. And they'll tell you that right there. But, you know, if you have a website and the website is relevant, okay, you people can say, okay, he has invested his money into a website. It costs $2,000-$3,000 to get a website. So at least they've done that. And then you got a stated purpose, and you got things like. Then you could say, "Hey, now here we are. We have an effort called 10,005." You know, and the people say, and you say, "Well, have you got a website?" Yes, we got a website. Go to this right here. Go left. Then people say, "Okay," but you got to have, you know, you had a whole lot of bad imams that came before us who asked for money and lied. You know what I mean? So you know, I want that, you know, that 10,005 is a hell of a lick. And I want it to be successful. So I'm willing to invest my money and my time into getting it off the ground and letting it look. You know, appearances, you know, appearances are important, right, Rashad?
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, how things look. You know, you're an architect, you know how to make things pretty. You know, a nice drawing, nice and clean lines. You know what I mean? You turn it over to people and they're, oh, look how nice it looks. Oh, man, blah, blah, blah. You know? So that's all we're doing. That's all we're doing is getting it ready. But, you know, Muhammad just, you know, thought we could just jump out there. Oh, no, I want it to be successful. You know, I wanted it to be successful. I wanted to have, I mean, in 2021, wouldn't you think any organization or any effort should have a website these days? Anybody,
yeah,
who is anybody,
yeah, yeah.
At least have a website, right? At least have a, do you have a website? Heck yeah, we got a website.
Yeah.
Go to SEM STEM, go to SEM STEM schools of aeronautics and astronautics. What? Let me hear it again. Go to SEMs for Sister Clare Muhammad STEM. And that'll get you there. That's enough to get you there, right there. You plug that in. It'll get you there. You just click on that. You see what I mean? See, because everybody, almost everybody who has gone to the website that, you know, that Brother Mubashir made for me, have said, man, it's a great website. What's next? That's what they always ask. Everybody wants to know, great website. So what's next? Where do we want to go from here? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, so I want to have everything in place. I just don't want to jump out there and be, you know, say, oh, well, I couldn't do it. We couldn't do it because of this, because of no. We're going to be patient and get that website going right, and then we're going to launch that 10,000 at 5. You know, I had to touch bases with Adam Baya, and he said, no, brother, I don't want to muddy the water. You know, because he said, I believe people could give $50. And if you say $5, that's like telling them that they can't do $50. You know, that was his excuse that he gave me about 5-6 days ago when I talked to him on the phone. That was the excuse he gave me. He said, man, I don't want to muddy the water. In other words, because I was going to let him. We was going to raise the 10,000 at five ourselves, and, you know, in other words, that whole thing, and get with his plan, get with his thing of choosing the school each month that's the money going to go to, telling people don't send the money to him, send the money right to the school, and get with that. But he told me, no, I don't want to muddy the water. In other words, he's telling me, no, we don't want y'all with us. That's what he was saying. No, we don't want y'all over here with us. Stay over there however y'all gonna do it. But we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it through Muslim Journal and through Facebook, through Instagram and through Twitter and all them other social media. We're gonna do 10,001. I just wanted to get it right first. And he told me, he said, no. He said, no, don't muddy the water. We don't want y'all over here with us. That's what he told me. Hurt my feelings. But I said, okay. That's why I asked him. That's why I gave him a call. I wanted to know. And he told me. He said, no. I said, okay then. All right then. I just go and, you know. It was almost like, yeah, I'm glad. You know, it was almost like I'm glad. Now I could do exactly what I wanted to do. And I'm going to step out there with, like I said, Facebook again, 10,005. Twitter, 10,005. Instagram, 10,005. And the other one. It's all told, it's about, look like it's about maybe 5, 6, 7. What it's called, social media things, and I'm gonna get on all of them. You know, yes sir, brother. I sure appreciate you, man. I mean, you know, you're doing this for yourself too. Yeah, you should. You know, we be reading. You know, we be reading and everything, and. You know, man, we miles and miles ahead of everybody, man. Man, we miles and miles. A lot of them put us miles ahead of people, man. We are way out there. We've been all out there to the tomorrow aeronautic museum. We're out there with some kids, out there with them airplanes, and helicopters taking off. the airplane taking off. Man, and people, man, and then people, other people are still asleep. They didn't sleep, and we'd have been all out in Compton, all out at the museum with them children, and then people at the museum looking at all types of pictures and everything, and then people still sleeping. And then they waking up and say, well, you know, and questioning us. Oh, no, you should have been up. You should have been up with us.
I think still stuck with me about Chicago, though. I just wonder, man, what I wonder why Farrakhan haven't commented on it, you know? I mean, I guess he has, we just don't hear about it. Well, okay, brother, I touch base with you later on.
Let me say this before you go. You do remember, now, it was Chicago that killed that brother. What's his name? What's that young Black Panther? What was his name?
Mark,
Yeah, Fred Hampton and Mark Clark.
Fred Hampton, that's right. Remember now, they accused, who did they accuse of killing him? They accused J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover is the one who fingered him. And J. Edgar Hoover worked with the Chicago Police Department. Remember, it was the district attorney and the chief of police in Chicago, and they used an informer, a black, African-American brother. I forgot his name now, but they gave him a bonus of about $200-$300, and he supplied a map to the Chicago Police Department and the name. If you just look it up,
and I think he drugged the brothers, you know, so that they would fall into a deep sleep, you know.
That's right. That's right. Now you remember now that came from who? Came from Hoover. Came from Hoover first. Hoover was the one who figured it, and then gave the assignment to assassinate him to the Chicago Police Department. Remember that, right? Yeah. See, that's how it went.
Yeah.
And the DA, and remember that, and it was the DA. All of them got together, and they had. And when people started asking questions, they had rehearsed all the questions and how to answer the questions. When the newspapers and the magazines and all of them and the news channels started asking questions about this and that, and they had rehearsed it so much that they all answered in rhyme. They knew what to say. You know, because they were schooled by Hoover. So, that's the, you know, same Chicago. That's the same Chicago that they call Chirac. The two youngsters killing each other, right? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the same Chicago now that J. Edgar Hoover had taught them the science of insurgency, how to create your own militia groups. And that's all the Bloods and Crips is just militia groups that have been created by police agencies who had the science. And when you it's kind of like ISIS. ISIS, they say ISIS and what's the other group? ISIS and something. I ain't never heard of ISIS. Who had heard of ISIS? You know, you listen to some of the people back there fighting, and some of them groups, they tell you, I don't know nothing about no ISIS. What the hell is, where they come from? And this is what the question was that they used to ask Obama all the time, because I think that ISIS thing came during his administration. And they used to ask him, where did ISIS, you know, you talk to Sean Hannity, and you talk to some of those guys like Limbaugh, and remember before he died, Limbaugh, and guys like Levine, even the Jew boy, you know, Levine, they used to always question, where did ISIS come from? Ron Paul, where did all this come from? ISIS. You know what I mean? Who's sponsoring ISIS? In the old days, it used to be the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union used to, fund different groups, right? But now they're asking, who funds ISIS? You know what I mean? It ain't like a Russia like it used to be. You know, like a Russia or Soviet Union, funding the Viet Cong against us. Well, then we could see that, right? You know, and that's why when the Americans went into Afghanistan, and the Americans was and the Afghanistan's was. Fighting against the Russians, these white boys had an excuse to give those Afghanistan fighters, like remember those stingers? You know, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They giving them stingers, right? To shoot them those helicopters down and shoot those drones down and shoot those airplanes down. And that's what stopped the Soviet Union from actually going into Afghanistan and really wreaking havoc, was them Stingers. So the CIA gave Afghanistan them Stingers, you know, them shoulder-to-shoulder fired Stingers, and they shoot them off, and they knocked them planes out of the sky. And that was the reasons that the CIA gave, hey, you know, we're going to get you back for, in other words, this was the CIA in America telling the Soviet Union, we're going to get you back for back in the Viet Cong against us and the North Viet, you know what I mean, against us and killing our boy. You was killing our boy. That's what you was doing, you know. And so now that's why we're going to arm these Afghanistan, give them Stingers to kill your boys, kill your young 18, 19, 20-year-old boys. See, and that was the war. That was the Cold War. You see? Yeah.
Cold blooded thing going. All right, man.
All right, we'll talk, bro.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.